Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As many of us scrape off the grill and gather with family and friends today, some local veterans want us to celebrate the real meaning of Memorial Day. Former Navy SEAL Adam LaRue is a member of a group called Carry the Load, which is staging events around the country to make the point that this is more than just an extra day off from work. Adam came into our studios to talk about what, for him, is the real meaning of Memorial Day.
For me, Memorial Day is a day to reflect. This is a day to reflect on the freedoms we have today and the sacrifices made by so many men and women that makes this country a great place to live.
Have you had a moment in Memorial Day's past when you've maybe been sitting at a barbecue and not necessarily at that moment thinking about the true and historic meaning of Memorial Day and then suddenly flashed on just that?
Well, every Memorial Day, and we take a private moment and always do some sort of workout or induce some type of stress to honor my fallen comrades, my brothers, my teammates.
Why do that? Why the workout? Why the bodily stress to help you remember?
I think that stress, that feeling, I think it just brings awareness about the sacrifices that men and women have made. I think it just kind of consciously think about, well, that pain that the families have gone through, that lost their loved ones. A few weeks ago, it was the fourth leg of the national relay. I was down the spokesman 20 miles outside Philadelphia, and we're walking up, and we can kind of see a woman that's pushing a carriage, and there's boots laid over the carriage, and she's got a flag. And so we come up, and she tells us, and she had trouble telling us this, that her son, who was on active duty, committed suicide less than a year ago. And she was shaken by it, of course, but she didn't want to tell us. She was almost embarrassed about it and didn't want to. I said, that moment a few weeks ago was very powerful and very special to me and to her. We were able to walk 5 miles with her as she pushed her carriage, and we were able to talk to her about her son, what a hero he was, and the stresses that all men and women serving today have had. And for that moment, to be able to kind of take some of that load off of her shoulders and put it on mine, and be able to kind of share stories back and forth, that's what it was all about.
Carry the load also means carry the memory of maybe one particular service member or first responder that you've known in your life. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. Or many. Unfortunately, that list continues to grow. There's a lot to carry, a lot of people to carry, a lot of people to think about and remember and to honor. I lost a close personal friend of mine that I think about every day, Nathan Hardy. He's originally from New Hampshire.
How did he die?
He was killed in Iraq in 2008.
So what is it that you would like people to be thinking about today as they're sitting around maybe a picnic table outside and they've got the grill fired up?
I think what all veterans and what everybody serving would want is to everyone have a great time, everyone have fun, but take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices men and women have made. Think about our law enforcement, our firefighters, our rescue personnel that are out there every day, the ones that never got a chance to make it back, and then the families. Think about the weight of the families have endured, and I think that's what Carry the Load is doing. I think that is bringing back that true meaning of Memorial Day.
Well, let me say on Memorial Day, thank you for your service. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Former Navy SEAL Adam LaRue speaking with us about the meaning of Memorial Day. Later this week, he receives his Master of Public Administration from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard.